Okay, so we explained harata yesterday in the Dvar Teshuva. Harata is that a person has to understand that the aver is bad. Person understand that they're damaging their neshama, and that they're lowering themselves to the level of animals, and it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Let's analyze it a little bit. Why is this an important step in teshuva? And I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad. But, for whatever other reason, I'm going to stop doing it. Whatever, I learned something, this and that. Let me ask this question. Let's say a person, usually when we talk about tshuva, we talk about from specific things, but let's say about tshuva. Let's start. Do they really, does a typical about tshuva necessarily go through the process of charata? He said, look, I didn't know anything. It's not like it's that bad, but this is a good lifestyle. This is better.
You're asking me like
I'm asking you personally a question, but I'm asking you what you think in general.
so for me personally, over time, I remember things that I have tremendous
Oh, yeah?
harata upon, partic specific things
Right.
that I
Even though it may not have been your fault at the time.
yeah, but I really feel like those things really
Had a long-term effect.
damaged my my neshama DNA,
Right.
and I have had harata on some of
And
those
Mistama, that
things,
helps in the process.
but it's also a distraction because instead of dealing with the stuff that I, that my current stuff, which is like,
You have the plenty of that to deal with.
yeah, that it's much easier to go into the past of old stuff, you know.
Right. Because I wonder, what is the role of harata in Shuva? And he's saying that really, 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 you can't really move forward in Shuva until you've really come to the point where you realized that you don't want that anymore. And whatever root what's motivating you to not want that, I guess has to create a certain level of harata. Remorse in the person. Otherwise, why is not enough of a motivator to really change? So I would guess you say. And therefore, really, before you could even start, there needs to be a level of charata.
Is the charata part of the process of tshuva? I mean, it's one of the
But I'm saying it's the olive base, the first part. Over here.
we can't erase the past until.
So you have to work on teshuva, and now let's learn the Chovos HaLevavos about charata. Chovos HaLevavos further breaks this down. Can't see anything in this office anymore. Well, the lights went out. So the charata, the sorry, teshuva, the Chovos HaLevavos says the following. The first thing about harata is you're getting punished. The third one is to show harata outwardly, crying about it. Okay. He's saying that harata is the, is what in the heart is the motivator for the tshuva. Okay. Now the next step is the azivas hachet. The azivas hachet is stopping the avera. Stopping to do the avera. It's not simple enough. So what does that mean? So he says a person has to make a decision. Yigmar b'chol levavoi. Person has to make a decision. He lo yosef losher b'derech hazeh oid. He's not doing it again. Fim oven pa'al lo yosef. And if he's done wrong, he will stop. Ki nishina rashuv v'shuv. Okay. So why does he make this sound so simple? Right. So actually, the Chovos HaLevavos gives some eitzes how to do azivas hachet. He says, first of all, Aziva Sachet may include avoiding even mutter actions which get you closer to the chait. So that may be included in Aziva. You see what I'm saying? In other words, let's take, for example, a guy has a problem with a phone. He's busy with his phone, he's stuff with his phone. So it could be that part of the ziva is to put on a proper filtering or system of some sort. So in other words, well, what does that show? Well, that's a certain aziva sachet because that's showing, demonstrating his moving away from the chet. Because he's adding on even mutter things which get him to the chet. Okay? So those steps
Relation
are
to
part of Aziva. That's what he says here. Aziva samutar may be l'deyaser. Okay?
like regulation where
Yeah.
you came out.
Asiyag Torah. Vashlishi, chitya zivasa yaveres acha yecholto aleim vizamnusam lo yimna masa yisam. Until eventually, he's not even thinking about it anymore. So there's a process here. The process goes, first make the decision not to do it, then protect yourself from it until eventually you're too scared to do it, until eventually you would be embarrassed to do it, until eventually you're not even thinking about it anymore.
Is that the order?
Yeah. Let's go to that again. You make a decision, I'm not doing that again. Then you protect yourself, you create protections around yourself to the point that you stop doing it, and you stop doing it because you're scared to do it. And then you come to the point where you're scared to do it, where you don't do it because you're embarrassed to do it. Until finally, you don't do it because you're not thinking about it
I
anymore.
would think embarrassed comes before scared.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not talking embarrassed from other people.
Oh, by
I'm talking embarrassed from yourself. So embarrassed from yourself is a real level of like, I don't belong doing that.
And scared with
Scared
the
is more from the outside. Embarrassment is more from the inside.
Like scared is like I'm falling. I'm about to end up doing the same thing again.
Embarrassed is like, that's not me. I'll tell you what a bor de bucha is. I heard from Rabbi Lapiansky once. He said, what is pain? What's pain in the physical world? Pain is when you realize something in your body's off, right? And that sends a signal that you better fix it, right? Why is it off? It's off because my body doesn't, something's not lined up. This doesn't belong to be that way. And therefore it causes pain. One of the most dangerous things a person could have is no pain. If you have no pain, you can never know if anything's wrong with you. So pain is a tremendous bracha. Yeah? So you said spiritual pain is embarrassment. In other words, when I'm embarrassed, I don't mean embarrassed because I don't want other people to see it. I'm embarrassed for myself. When I'm embarrassed, you know what that does? I'm telling myself a message. I don't belong doing this. So pain is in the physical world, embarrassment is in the spiritual world. It's an unbelievable word. In other words, right? That's what the Gemara says, for example, that who's called Mechalel Shabbos? Mechalel Shabbos, for a lot of halachas, we treat them like a non-Jew. It has to be called as Mechalel Shabbos b'farhesya in public. And even if he sees people in the community, he won't care. But somebody who stops doing it when he sees people in the community, it's not called Michal Shabbos v'Hesia. Why? Because if you still have embarrassment from doing it, then what you're showing is that you really feel, you understand, that's not me. That's not who I am. I'm embarrassed because I'm doing something which doesn't match up with my vision of who I am. So it means you're not a Michal Shabbos. You're not a Michal Shabbos. You're just being Michal Shabbos. But really, you're not a Michal Shabbos. That's why you're embarrassed. But if you're willing to do it in front of people, so then you are Michal Shabbos. Okay, so you're Michal Shabbos. It's not what you're doing anymore. It's really who you are. So that's why I think avoiding to do it because of busha is a high low.
Okay. I mean, Husha, as you defined it, as spiritual pain. So, I mean,
It's a good definition, huh?
it's a good definition.
Okay, scroll up to my
All right,
side.
thank you
We're
very much.
really good, actually.